This administration has looked at housing differently. We've always tended in the island to segment housing up, and this is something I've spoken about for many years that I've been in Manx politics, where you look at social housing in one bubble, you look at affordable housing in terms of first-time buyers in another bubble, you look at the top-end property, you look at retirement property, all separately, and rental property. The actual fact is all of those circles overlap. It all joins together, and this is what the OHAN has done. This government has decided to take a strategic approach to looking at housing and see the overall picture, how it interlinks and what we need as a population right the way through to 2041. So although it might surprise a few people that's never been done before, this is the first time it's been done in this way, and we actually now have the figures that we can work off to try and provide for our island's needs.
And 1,329 planning permission approvals for new dwellings in this administration. Do we know how many have actually been built, though?
So it's around 339, I think, off the top of my head, that have so far been completed. And this is one of the fundamentals. There is always a gap between the number of properties approved and the number of properties completed. And that's why, as part of the presentation this morning, I said one of the fundamentals is government engaging with the construction industry, incentivising builds in some areas, perhaps disincentives in other areas, to actually ensure we try and get that churn and be able to meet the targets. But the crucial thing is we do now know, in terms of the broad range of population, depending on where our population curve goes, what levels of housing we are actually likely to need, so we can plan accordingly. Because it's crucial with housing that you're not reactive, because if you're reactive, housing doesn't just suddenly appear magically out of the ground from nowhere. It takes time and lead in time. So it's important we are planning now for our needs over the next 20 years.